Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Christ, an analysis of the collapsed building in South Florida that according to the engineers that put out a report in 2018, the statement was, and I'll read to you again, officials released a report from 2018 that included a warning from an engineer about major, listen to this statement, and it's highlighted in this article, major structural damage and the tower needing $9 million in repairs. Ladies and gentlemen, those repairs were never done. Those repairs did not take place. And as a result of that, the building collapsed, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it is solely on the shoulders of those that constructed the building. Number one, because it was built on slippery, slimy, sinking sand. According to the report, that building had been sinking into the sand 2 millimeters a year for 30 years. And then, ladies and gentlemen, linked with that, the continual deterioration of the superstructure, the steel rods within the concrete, until ultimately the stress could not be taken anymore and it simply collapsed in on itself. The analogy and the illustration is for us to understand that's what's been happening to the foundation, the superstructure, the skeletal structure, the foundation of the United States of America. Our nation, ladies and gentlemen, has been built on the Judeo-Christian values, where there's faith and family and freedom based on our Constitution and especially found within our Bill of Rights. And just before the news break, I talked about an article where an off-duty police officer leaves police officer twisting in the wind for 4 months. An announcement from the Thomas More Society, which is a pro bono law firm for constitutional law, has confirmed that a police officer in Kentucky will be returning to his duties after being put on leave for an investigation just because of his praying. Quote, "We're happy for the officer that the Louisville Police Department finally did the right thing and put a good policeman back on the streets," said the Thomas More Law Society, Matt Heffron. "But it is astounding that that we're having to defend him. Shockingly, actually, the police department would treat a hardworking, loyal officer in the way they have. They left him twisting in the wind for 4 months simply because of the police officer praying while off duty." And the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, off duty and not in uniform, bending his knee, bowing on the sidewalk in front of a murder clinic. Praying for those lives that were being taken by murder in a Planned Parenthood abortuary. And because of his stand on that, he was put on administrative leave, and they were planning on firing him had he not gotten some representation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the corrosive deterioration of the foundation of our nation. We have outlawed prayer in America. We have banned the Bibles and prayer in our classrooms. We're in a position today in the United States of America that those that are praying, those that are standing for good and for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're the ones, ladies and gentlemen, are being persecuted and prosecuted in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, it was back in the 60s that Christian spokespeople took the stand that we want to pray. We want to have Bible in the classroom. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was not allowed. The schools in the early 60s, the Christian people had their voices silenced as a result of the U.S. Supreme Court saying that you could not have prayer in the classroom. America today is the closest thing, as one spokesperson said, is the closest thing to an atheist nation today, an atheist nation. One Christian spokesperson made that statement, and he said so based on where we stand in America. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, some 46% of Americans agreed that abortion is okay? 46% of Americans say abortion is all right. Out of the 51% of Americans that say they're Christians, only 6% have a biblical worldview. Only 4% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group and the millennial age group have a biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, not only did we find that this condo in South Florida had the foundational problems, the sinking sand that it was built on, and the years of the building being having the structural failures and it being patched and not repaired properly. And then thirdly, ladies and gentlemen, once the South Florida condo building had the cumulative flaws and the defects and the deterioration with the sinking foundation and the building having the structural flaws that are taking place cumulatively over the years, the building unexpectedly simply collapsed, taking the lives of untold numbers of innocent people. This is a pretty high cost, ladies and gentlemen, for the slow but sure foundational collapse of a building. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just that building. That is the potential for any building that's built in the United States of America, especially if it's on a coastline, any place where you got seawater, salt water, that's coming in and penetrating. That is possible for any building where there's a continual season by season by season with the hurricane force winds and the sinking sand and the salt water deteriorating the steel rebar, the fundamental foundational structure of a building. That is only going to be the future tense. And this building is a good illustration, ladies and gentlemen. That's a pretty high cost for the slow but sure foundational collapse, just as the slow but sure fundamental foundational collapse that's taking place as we speak in the United States of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, in America today, abortion is legal. Murder by way of abortion is legal. Ladies and gentlemen, today in America, the Christian flag is being demeaned, dissed, denigrated, desecrated. Here's an article that says Boston censorship of the Christian flag reaches the Supreme Court. Officials in Boston have designated one of the flagpoles outside the city hall as a public forum. They have approved hundreds of private flags from pride-themed, that is the sodomite theme, to religious, to those representing the foreign nations, to fly there ceremonially. But when a local organization, a camp constitution, requested permission to fly a Christian flag, they were officially, summarily rejected. And they claimed their rules didn't allow Christian flags to be flown in on city property. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a four-page, five-page article. When you read it, you understand. That's part of the slippery slope of the sinking sand of the deterioration from within that many do not pay attention to, many are not recognizing, many do not see. That's just another one of the fundamental structural flaws, structural deterioration in the fundamental foundation of the United States of America that's taking place that ultimately will bring the absolute total collapse, the destruction of the foundation of the United States of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration. Let me just give you a few illustrations of the sinking sand and the fundamental collapse and the absolute structural deterioration of the United States of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration has open border policy in America. This day, according to the best statisticians, that this year alone will have over 2 million illegal aliens cross the border and come into America. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading an article that says 542% increase in convicted sex offenders crossing the American border. And it goes on to talk about that number. The Border Patrol, this article says, just detected more than 250,000 illegal aliens who have evaded capture so far this year. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't read a paper or report from my agents and talk about criminals, aliens, sex offenders, and murderers that have been apprehended at the border. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is being inundated with the illegals coming in, and all of the Biden administration sees, all the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party, all they see is the fact that in 2022 and 2024, there'll be increased voters to help them continue to perpetuate the fascist form of government that we have today as we watch the deterioration of our foundation. Listen carefully. The illustration that I have taken time to set forth for us with the building that collapsed in South Florida, it did not look weak. It did not look like it's going to collapse. The people would have never gone into their homes that night and gotten in the bed to sleep, and then at 1:30 in the morning, the whole structure collapsed on them. They would have never walked in that building. They would have never placed their cars in the parking garage underneath. They would have never gone up the elevators if they had any idea that that building was weak enough to collapse. We're watching America with the fundamental structural flaws that's layer by layer by layer taking place until ultimately we watch the foundation of America collapse and the American Constitutional Republic be a thing of the past, a history for the history books for our grandkids to read and our great-great-grandkids, if Jesus tarries, to read and understand what America was like and how those structural flaws, there was warning after warning after warning after warning of the structural flaws in the foundation of our nation, and it was not adhered to, it was not listened, the report was not followed, the structural repairs were not made, and that'll be the history of a failed America because the flawed foundation and its destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, crossing the border and that 2 million coming in this year, we have rapists and murderers and robbers, drug smugglers, sex traffickers, and those who want to destroy America coming in from all other nations coming into America. And the socialist, Marxist, Democrats only see future voters that will help them sustain and stay in office. Ladies and gentlemen, not only the Biden administration with the open borders, but ladies and gentlemen, because the socialist, Marxist administration has an agenda. They have an agenda, ladies and gentlemen, to send in federal forces. Listen, you think this about defunding police is something that's just hypothetical? You think that defunding the police is just simply in Portland and all points across the left coast? You think that defunding the police is just in New York or the Northeast? That is something that is permeating society today, especially in the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratically run blue cities and states in America. They're saying defund the police. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration wants to see the police department weakened to the point that there will be exponential increase in crime, that the federal government can say that we're going to put in a national federal police organization to police the streets. You might not recall it. I do. Back several years ago where there was a move under the Obama administration to bring in the blue helmets from the UN to patrol our major cities in America to keep crime down. There's a move behind the scenes to federalize our police department, our law enforcement, to make the federal agents, the Gestapo on the streets, to guide and control and to direct everything that takes place in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the deterioration of the fundamental structure of our nation's foundation. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, crime across America has exponentially increased. Portland, Oregon, for example, the serious crime has increased over 500%. Ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of police officers are quitting. Hundreds of police officers are retiring. But I want us to understand that it's very clear in the scripture. Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 25 and 26, that a nation divided cannot stand, a home divided cannot stand. We're watching the divided, the division, the taking that is taking place in our nation today that will cause our nation to collapse. It is part of the fundamental flaw, ladies and gentlemen. It is the fundamental structural deterioration that's taking place. I want us to look up, listen up, recognize what's happening. Just as with the building collapse in South Florida, we're watching those unseen, those hidden, those things that we seem to think is a blip on the radar. But cumulatively, ladies and gentlemen, it is destroying the foundation of our nation. And perhaps the greater two things that's taking place, literally three, time won't allow us to go into the depth of all three. Three major things taking place simultaneously in America today, ladies and gentlemen. One of them is the open borders that's going to allow the floodgates to be opened so that we do not have a sovereign nation anymore. Secondly is the Equality Act. It is the open Pandora's box for the sodomite, the LGBTQ agenda to absolutely permeate society, just as we see the illegals permeating our society today. The Equality Act, House Bill 5, passed by the House and now languishing in the Senate, and Chuck Schumer wanting to push through the Equality Act, H.R. 5, and H.R. 1. H.R. 1 will federalize all of the elections and guarantee the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party would have total power for all of the future, out into the future, as far as the future can be seen. They will be in total control. That is H.R. 1. Ladies and gentlemen, they're planning on attaching H.R. 1 and H.R. 5. They're planning on attaching that to the budget so that it can be forced through based on reconciliation of the budget. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about where we're going. In fact, it's Matt Staver with Liberty Council that says, because the Equality Act revokes all religious freedom and all religious liberties in the Religious Liberties Restoration Act, it will leave people of faith without any defense. Hear me, if we destroy the faith factor in America, we will destroy America. And the Equality Act will destroy faith. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it has been said by Matt Staver that literally the Equality Act bans the Bible. What he is saying is it's banning everything that the Bible stands for. It's banning morals and ethics and values that we find in the United States of America. In fact, in this article, Matt Staver goes on to say, churches, Christian schools, employers, health care providers, pharmacists, everyone will be forced to accept both the radical LGBTQ agenda as well as the pro-abortion agenda. No one will be safe. No one will be exempted. No one will be allowed to be exempt under the H.R. 5. No church, no school, no business or person will be allowed to separate boys from girls or men from women in housing, sleeping arrangements, restrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, sports arena. On demand, boys and men will be allowed to use all female facilities, dressing rooms, locker rooms, showers under the outrageous Equality Act. If H.R. 5 passes, you will be censored for any biblical truth. You will be censored for standing on your biblical conscience. It is what you say or what you share in sermon and preaching and teaching and Bible study, discussion groups, or that you post on the website or that you speak or print or publish that you will be persecuted and prosecuted for. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on. The Equality Act will be the capstone of the destruction of the structural foundation of America if we destroy faith and freedom and our family and the values in America. We will have a destroyed foundation, and the building that's called America will collapse, implode on itself, just as the condo structure in South Florida imploded on itself, collapsed on itself. Ladies and gentlemen, the Equality Act will allow the perverts and the pedophiles to enter all the women's rooms, the dressing rooms, the locker rooms, the shower rooms, as though there's an open policy with it. I was just speaking with someone recently. They were talking about some ladies that had gone into some exercise club, and only to walk in the shower room, the dressing room, the locker room, to change, all in partial clad condition, and a man walks in and exposes himself, and nothing could be done according to the management of the spa or the sports club that they're in. Nothing could be done simply because it's allowed in that particular city, in that particular setting. And ladies and gentlemen, in this city alone, in the school system, and in most of the businesses today, unseen, unsaid, with the fractures taking place in the foundation, they'll allow perverts and pedophile and males to go in the female dressing rooms, restrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, and participate in women and girls sports today. Ladies and gentlemen, it will force churches and Christians and schools and universities to hire transsexuals and pedophiles and perverts. This will force pastors and Christians and all Christian organizations and churches to embrace the sodomite LGBTQ agenda or be persecuted and prosecuted for rejecting it and for refusing to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the collapsed building in South Florida, the 12-story concrete building that simply imploded on itself because the flaws in the foundation and because of the continual structural deterioration that was just patched and putted and covered up with paint and putty, and it seemed to not be visible because the residents continued to have their faith and confidence and trust in it and walked in that building only to be crushed overnight and their lives being taken simply because the building collapsed. The foundation, the fundamental foundation, ladies and gentlemen, was not substantial to handle the weight that continued to bear upon the deteriorating foundation and structural portion. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you may ask today, how will all of this culminate in the final collapse of our constitutional republic, known as the United States of America? Well, Joe Biden's DOJ, Department of Justice, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has the answer for us. Listen carefully. Merrick Garland, the DOJ Attorney General, has the answer. It's called the Domestic Terrorist Act. It is the countering, here's the sheet, fact sheet, says National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes on to talk about the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. And it talks about what is domestic terrorism. And the basic thing, ladies and gentlemen, it talks about those of us as Christians, religious people, those that want to influence government, those that want to effectuate change in policy, those, and this article says, that are racially or ethnically motivated in some fashion, and especially the superiority of the white race, any that's anti-government, anti-authority, those that will question the government and what the government does, those that will challenge the attempt to destroy our Second Amendment and our First Amendment in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Domestic Terrorist Act. It didn't take legislation. It wasn't voted on, wasn't debated in the House, wasn't debated in the Senate, but it's law today. Listen to me as I speak. It is law. Why is that so important? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it is the final straw that will break the camel's back. It is the final tool that will be used to pull the fundamental foundational pilings out from under what is called the United States of America and destroy our great nation. Here's an article that says Justice Department domestic terror document could ensnare all Biden critics, according to a professor that gave testimony before the Tucker Carlson show. Political scientist warns new Biden DOJ document about domestic terrorism could ensnare any Biden critic. And it goes on to talk about this. When you look at it, it's clear the legal analyst in the field didn't write this document. It was the political appointees trying to push an agenda. They list three factors to driving domestic terrorism. It's first of all, racism. Secondly, it's anti-governmental sentiment. And thirdly, it is talking about, ladies and gentlemen, those that will have a question about government. It does not explain except for the fact that the government powers that he will determine what incitement means. And term, ladies and gentlemen, as I read the article, incitement for terrorism includes any conservative, any Christian that will question the legitimacy of the 2020 election, that will question the legitimacy of the COVID vaccination and challenge whether we need to be vaccinated at all. That's called incitement for terrorism, according to this document that's out of the DOJ. First of all, this document says that the DOJ is to find, to track, to trace, and to identify any potential domestic terrorist. The DOJ goes on to say they have set up a cooperative effort with the FBI, the IRS, the United States Postal Services, the CIA, all social media platforms, big tech, to filter all calls, all trips, all travel, all purchases, all emails, all websites, and provide information to Big Brother, the government, the Biden administration. They have already determined, ladies and gentlemen, that white Republicans and religious people or Trump supporters are considered domestic terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we've watched the stage being set. We're now watching the net being drawn. Under the Biden administration, we're watching the final collapse of the foundation, the structural foundation of the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. Under the Domestic Terrorist Act, ladies and gentlemen, they also say that they now have the socialist, the DOJ, and the anti-white, the anti-God, the anti-American police power has already divided America into pieces, into half, called the critical race theory. They're setting the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, it's as though you would take an agency that will develop the critical crisis, and then they will come up with the answer to that critical crisis. The crisis has been developed in America through the critical race theory, where the federal government has designed and developed a plan to divide the nation based on race, and then come back in with a plan that will then punish and prosecute those that supposedly are the terrorists, the domestic terrorists. And ladies and gentlemen, the conservative, the Christian, and the patriots and the crosshairs of the DOJ, as they draw the net and finally plan for destroying the Constitutional Republic and setting up a fascist form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.